Hello, Robert Fulton here from Amarillo, Texas, and let me tell you about a pair of books I've been reading about the complex question of consciousness. John Searle's Rediscovery of the Mind from 1992 and Daniel Dennett's Consciousness Explained from 1991. For me, as a professor of humanities, the question of consciousness is part and parcel of my work, but also a personal interest regarding the human mind. So although this reading suggestion is not geared specifically towards the questions of AI and consciousness, it is pretty relevant for those engaged in that discussion. Such as Dennis Hassabas of Google's DeepMind recently said the defining difference between an agent AGI and humans is actually consciousness. And Oxford mathematician Sir Roger Penrose says that consciousness divides being clever, which he does say AI can be, and being truly intelligent because consciousness includes understanding, which mere computation does not. So Searle and Dennett's books are essential to the foundation of many of the modern conversations about the philosophy of mind and consciousness. And both are anticipating this dilemma that we now face with the questions of a technological singularity and the possibility of whether an AI system or agent can in fact have consciousness. So in Consciousness Explained, Dennett seems to have mistaken Nietzsche's concept of philosophizing with a hammer to making a single point, pounding it to death with that hammer. For Dennett, he clearly thinks that consciousness does not exist on any special level and is purely a materialistic phenomenon within the brain and the nervous system. In other words, input in, behavior out, and there's no gray matter involved in the complexity of what some might even call the soul. Far from it. Dennett wants to purge the very idea of a non-physical soul and consciousness from humanity once and for all. We are merely computational beings. Searle, however, takes great issue with pure materialists like Dennett, but does not go for the non-materialistic view that one might expect. Instead, Searle says that our consciousness is an emergent aspect of the brain, but is not merely computational. Also, consciousness is something immaterial. This is no means saying that consciousness is immaterial. So in other words, where we might expect to see this classic Plato-Aristotle split between the nature of the soul and consciousness as one being immaterial and immortal, and the other being material and mortal, Searle wants to get away from this Cartesian duality that he sees has plagued the philosophy of mind and consciousness for over three centuries. So by emergence, Searle is along the lines of Michael Polanyi, for example, and he sees consciousness as a higher order function of the brain, more than just mere computation, yet still a function of the brain nonetheless. So the brain can be on a computational level with neuron molecular interactions, but also go up a notch to become conscious, though still retaining the lower functions. So to bring it home, and perhaps most compelling about this aspect of this debate, is while Dennett keeps on hammering his point into the ground again and again, for that matter, that consciousness is only physical, Searle finds this the aporia of his own argument in the fact that consciousness is subjective, which means even if there is something as consciousness, it cannot be shared, which means ultimately we cannot properly isolate it either. Shannon Villar's book, The AI Mirror, says that AI can only mirror what humans have done and created. So if this is indeed true, then the battle over what is consciousness that these two are looking at leaves us at an impasse with both Dennett and Searle and pretty much all others who attempt to define this concept. As such, these books are great fuel for thought and provide a strong foundation for the conversation at hand, but ultimately the jury is still out on the fate of consciousness, so that we can all still be weighing in on that. Robert Fulton here from Amarillo, Texas.